sight in the game to see the boxing boys.
See, I'm feeling the best in the sport, and to be the best, you got to be the best.
BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous edition, but this is a more regular topic that we're going to be doing around here. It's going to be titled My Boxing Bets, and it'll be exactly that, My Boxing Bets. But this is a little different than what you're accustomed to, so I'm asking you to be open-minded and not come into this particular episode with that same mindset. On these My Boxing Bet shows, we're all friends here. All right. We're not enemies. There are no sides. The only side that we are on is the side to make that money. Right. I mean, we are the ones paying for these people's pay-per-views. We are the ones making them popular. We follow them on social media. We should be able to get a little kickback. So together, collectively, we should be able to get it right. So we're here to discuss my boxing bets and what they will be for the Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury fight. The betting line opening up at Deontay Wilder, a minus 165 versus Tyson Fury, a plus 138. Now, there's numerous methods of victories, and we're going to get into all of that. But let me bring in our own Pittsburgh Bruce, who's probably one of the best at betting that we know around here. So, one moment.
Good morning, Ness. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Bruce? What's up?
Oh, not much, man. Ready to make some money.
I know. So let's get started. Obviously, the betting line 165 plus 138 for Fury. When you heard that, what was your immediate reaction? Did this come in right where you figured it would be?
Yeah, you know, pretty much a 50-50 fight. Two of the best, heavyweight fighters in the game. The former lineal champion against the current, people used to say unproven champion, paper champion, if you want to go that way. Knockout artist.
So, I mean, for a Wilder fan, right? I mean, how do we make sense of this? Because they have him as a minus 165, which means he's the favorite. But when you go into the methods of victory, they're giving you plus 400 on Wilder by decision and even plus 125 by KO. So, like, how is he the favorite but still the underdog in the methods of victory?
Well, pretty much what they're thinking is that Wilder is going to knock him out, but they're not 100%. They're not that confident that he will,
I mean, plus 125 on Wilder, who's only, not knocked out one person in one fight, but still knocked that person out in the rematch. That sounds like fucking good money to me. That sounds like I need to be adding money to FanDuel, which I didn't get any fucking kickback to. There's no affiliation there, no affiliate link or nothing, but I think I need to be adding a couple hundred to FanDuel, because this is what I'm thinking. I woke up, I seen this, and I said, holy shit, plus 125 on a KO. I'm laying 300 on that. Give me back.
Definitely.
Give me back 375. And to back that, I'm going to go with Wilder by decision, because I know that he went to 12-round decision with Bermaine Stiverne, and Bermaine Stiverne is a lesser man than Tyson Fury. So if Fury, I mean, if Bermaine could take him 12, Fury could take him 12. But I'm still banking that the power will offset and give him a points decision due to a few multiple knockdowns.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, you always hear people talk about, you know, once someone becomes a champion, their game's elevated like so much. You know what I'm saying? And that might be the case with Wilder. It wasn't because the first Stiverne fight, that's whenever he won the belt, right?
It is.
Yeah. So, you know, now he's a champion. Now he's probably been training a lot harder, you know, and no one survived since he became a champion. So,
but now,
and we've all seen,
but this is the thing. I mean, there's an argument though, Bruce, and I know this is betting and not debating boxing, but again, if you're a Fury fan, and shout out to Tom in the chat, he says, okay, if I put 100 on Fury to win points, how much would I get back? Well, according to FanDuel, you put 100 on Fury to win by points, you're only getting plus 200, which means you get your 100 black plus $200. So, you know, you get your 100, another two, altogether three, which is good money. It is good money if you're a Fury fan.
It is. I think what's happening right here are the books are trying to not take a whack in here. Like, no matter what happens, they're trying not to get crushed.
Yeah, evening it out.
But that's going to be our job, is to crush them.
So how do we crush them, though? Because, again, even if I'm a Fury fan, even if I'm a Fury detractor, I'm looking at Bermaine Stiverne getting to the 12th round, and I'm thinking, fuck, Bermaine could do better than – I mean, Tyson can do better than Bermaine.
And when what I'm going to say is I'm looking at Steve Cunningham dropping Tyson Fury. And Steve Cunningham is nowhere near the level of power, speed, anything of Deontay Wilder.
He is not, but I put out an interview that will be out a little later. I just uploaded it, tagged it, titled it. It's set to private. It's with Chris Colbert. We're actually discussing this very same topic. It's ironic or spooky that you bring up Cunningham, but it's also obvious because that's the only time Fury's been down, or the most notable name that's put him down. So I brought that up to Chris Colbert, and you know, his argument is, what? So what? Anybody can get knocked down. You know, people think Daniel Jacobs has a weak chin, and I'm like, well, yeah. He's on that Trinidad shit. So basically, he's saying it doesn't matter that Cunningham put Fury down. He still thinks that Fury has a very high possibility of beating Deontay Wilder. He went as far as saying that he's scared that Wilder took the – he say, I can't believe Wilder took this fight before the AJ fight.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with little B-Hop on this one. I think Wilder's in his prime. I think he's ready, and I think he's coming to kill.
So how should we be betting this? And Don Hearn, yes. Hold on a minute, Bruce. Don Hearn, yes. Tyson Fury is a 6-1. So if you lay 100, you get $600 back plus your 100 altogether, 700 back if Fury could get the KO, which we all know some dude named Harold or Aaron Sconders dropped Deontay Wilder. We seen Luis Ortiz stagger and hurt Deontay Wilder. I don't know.
I mean, Fury hasn't been putting people down that he should be getting out of there in two, you know, a round or two. And I know those are comeback fights. He's trying to get rounds or whatever. But, you know, a Fury, you know, it's boxing, man. Shit like that can happen. But, you know, that's not good money as far as I'm concerned. You got to try to find where there's value at. And to me, I can't see going any other way than Wilder by KO. It's just a question of when.
All right. So let's discuss
that. And that's where
that.
The money's to be made.
Let's discuss the question of when. I'm going to pull up FanDuel, and I'm going to bring up group round betting. They're giving you you lay 100 down on the first round through round three, and you get plus 700 on what? This changed, too. Holy shit. It dropped, bro. Damn.
Oh, yeah. It's going to change. It's like the stock market, my man. It's going to change nonstop.
I could have sworn it was higher, like around 1,200 the first round, but I don't know. I could be wrong. It could be wrong. But today...
It probably was.
I'm sure, man. Today, it's at...
And then people put their money on it. And, you know, if that would happen, the book is going to take a beating on that. And so as soon as they see a handle in that specific area, they're going to go ahead and try to minimize risk.
Really quick from the chat. Wayne Jr. says, I'll bet 20 on the draw. Fuck it. Wayne, I actually locked in my $10 bet on the draw last week.
Not a bad bet.
Because I'm looking at it like, listen, the powers that be are the powers that be. Canelo got a fucking draw. You know what I mean? This could be more money. There's a rematch that they don't want to talk about. Who knows? So I'm putting my money on that draw, too. I mean, I ain't going to make – I wish I put the 100. I ain't got the balls to put the 100 and make that 3,700, but you know what I'm saying. I put the 10, and I'm going to make 370. And listen, you ain't going to argue with your wife if you bet $10 on a draw and lose it. That's a pack of cigarettes. Not that I smoke, but you know what I'm saying. But, Bruce, round one through three is plus 700. Lay 100 on Wilder, get back 800. That's 700 profit, 100 your money. Rounds four through six, lay 100, get back 650. That's your 100 plus 550. Seven through nine, same thing, plus 700. Lay 100, get back eight, seven theirs, 100 yours. Altogether eight. Now 10 through 12. They're going to make me lose my money, bro. Look at
now,
this odd.
That's the group I was looking at, is 10 through 12.
10 through 12 is plus 1,200, ladies and gentlemen. Who the fuck thinks Wilder doesn't have power in the 10th and 12th round? They're bugging. They're giving you plus 1,200. You lay 100 down, you're paying mortgage. You're paying your mortgage. You're getting back 1,200. You lay 100 down, you could go get that Range Rover at least for the 1 month. You know, $1,200 a month payment. You know, I don't know how you're going to pay it next month. But, hey, you make sure you get this one.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking to bet on this.
So hold on, Wayne.
7 through 9, 10 through 12.
7 through 9 first. And 10 through 12. So what you're laying? Hypothetically, let's say you're going to lay 100 on 7 through 9 and 10 through 12. That's the later half of the fight. That makes sense. Damn, that is where the money is. It kind of doesn't make sense for me to go ahead and put $400, one on decision and three one on KO at plus 400 and three on the, no, that's wrong. 300 on the KO TKO at plus 125 to get me back 375 plus my three and 100 on the plus 400 on the decision. But then you're eliminating the thought of a decision knowing that he at least got a decision versus Bermain Stiverne. Like, if the going gets tough, he can get behind the jab, Bruce, and then just become a boxer.
Here's the thing about all these good plus money, all this good plus money bets, man, is you can make multiple bets and still come out ahead. You know what I mean? If you would bet money on that and you bet money on the decision, you're still going to come out onto the good. If you hit a 12-1, you'd have to bet. Okay, so say you bet, you have $500 that you're willing to bet. If you put $100 of your $500 that you're going to bet on that and hit it, you win $1,200. That's best case scenario. If you use $200 on or $100 on the decision, that's a 4-1. So, you know what I mean? You can have multiple bets and still come out ahead. When you're talking about, you know, plus money, it's the minus money and the favorites that'll bury you quick.
Wow, man. So, I mean, hypothetically, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money and then I can lose it all if Fury just gets any sort of win. Because in my eyes, I was thinking, I'll come out, I'll lay down 300 on Wilder to win by KO TKO. That'll get me back 375. Total net, 675 with my 300. I said, I'll back that.
And those are safer bets, too.
Those are safer?
You know, just picking a side is safe. Like, you got to, you know, I mean, not a 50-50 chance, but, you know, one of the two guys is going to win. You know what I'm saying? So it could be Wilder. It could be Fury. One of them two is going to win. So if you bet on that, you know, you're pretty good. But whenever you're talking about, you know, trying to start picking specific rounds and stuff, you know, that fight might end in the first round and you get nothing.
Well, someone is talking about betting on every round. Robert, our UK host, says, fuck it, put 100 on every round in the group betting.
And yeah, you can do that.
And you know what? It's only four options. If you want a group bet, round bet for Wilder, there's only four options. So if you bet $400 on the four options and he gets the knockout in either one of those four options, you still get all your money back. I mean, your worst bet is rounds 4 through 6. He gets the knockout, and then the 400 you spent only makes you 550, but you still get your 400 back plus 550. So like, you're fucking good, right? Or wait, no, you get way more.
No, there's some other.
You get, well, yeah, because it's only 100. It's only 100. So you only get 100 back.
I'm not sure which site, you know, everybody's using, but I use Five Dimes a lot. And they have a lot of other, like, options and stuff, like how the FanDuel only has the group betting and stuff. You can go there, and I think this is what Rob's more talking about, is the, like, the single round like betting.
Oh no, FanDuel has single rounds. FanDuel has single rounds.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
so it's like plus 3,500.
Listen, Wilder. Oh wow, you get odds of plus 3,500 for round one.
Yeah, 35-1. Yep.
Holy shit! On FanDuel, round one is only plus 2,700. Round two plus 2,100. Yeah, oh, wow, you get better odds over there.
That's the thing about betting, too.
Yeah, but that's the thing, too. Yeah, you know why they're giving you better odds, though? They're giving you better odds because that's like a foreign website, right? So it's like, you know, they need to entice you to trust them. FanDuel is at least, I want to believe, an American company, right? Like, yeah, at least, you know they're legit. Like,
yeah.
You know? But that's crazy odds on round one. Holy fuckerage. 35-1. Whoa. Yeah, but no, I mean, Robbie's right. If you spend $1,200 on $100 each round, there's really no round that you lose in. Like, your lowest round is rounds 5 and 6 at plus 1,700, which will get you your $1,200 back plus $500 profit. But you got to be a baller to spend $1,200 on a fight. I mean, dude, if I lay down $1,200... Exactly. What if Fury wins? But if I laid $1,200, you know how much I wouldn't even be able to watch the fight properly. I would be shitting myself, dude. $1,200? Whoa.
Yeah.
But you could always do $10. You could always do $10 per round, spend $120, and still make good bank, right? I mean, but what? You make what? Like $210 on round one, round two, right? $270. On round one. So again, your lowest rounds would be 5 and 6 at 1,700, which would mean you would still bank 170, which gives you $50 profit. So even if you did 10 on each round, you're still coming up, but that means you're believing on Wilder. Holy shit. Jem.
Yeah, I did a similar strategy.
Jem JM or Jemmy. I don't know. Maybe the J. I don't know. Jemmy. I don't know. I'm going to go with Jem, though. He says, I think Wilder knocks him out because he's made of his breath. Don't know. But then he says, $1,200 is what I spend on weed. Holy shit, dude. You really need to fucking move to Cali and grow your own. What the fuck? $1,200. That's a Range Rover. Just letting you know, you can get a Maserati, a Range Rover, Porsche Cayenne for $1,200 a month. Just saying. I mean, I'm not into cars. I'm just letting you know how much you're spending. But
that's
go ahead,
hell
Bruce.
Of an addiction.
That is hell of an addiction.
That's a hell of an addiction.
Jeez.
That But I did a similar strategy like that, you know, betting all the rounds like that when Alvarez fought Kovalev. And it ended up working out for me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So you picked Alvarez to knock out Kovalev.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. Yeah, who was even thinking that, bro?
It was at 135-1. So, you know, just throwing $7
but wait a minute. But wait a minute.
$100.
But wait a minute. At 135-1, that doesn't sound nearly as good as Deontay at fucking 4,300 and 2,100. So what are you betting on these rounds?
No, that's a lot more. That would be like plus 10,000 and 10,375 it was or something. Yeah, that's 35-1. Wilder in the first round or whatever. That's 35-1.
Yeah, but that's you using five dimes. But okay, so what would you be betting on these rounds? Were you looking to bet pocket change per round, or are you looking to do the Robbie from UK?
It just depends what you got, man. You got to manage your bankroll. Like that's the most one of the most important things about betting, man. Is managing.
What
your
do you
bankroll,
mean by that? What do you mean? I mean, teach us.
Okay, well. You can't, if you have you don't want to just put $100 in there and blow it all in one bet. Like, that's just, you're never going to get ahead of that way. You need to come up with a specific unit size and bet off of your bankroll. If you have a 5%, a bet that you really like a five-star bet, you might want to lay down like 5% of your bankroll on it.
Holy shit, dude.
I'm
going to
tell you this.
Bro, but right now I gave FanDuel $100. They added $100 because, you know, they matched my bet. I made some bets over the weekend worth $50. I ended up losing $29 and made back $21, right? So I got $171. You want me to bet 5% of that? I'll never make anything and this pot will never increase. I'm trying to bet all of that shit.
Well, I mean, well, this is what the fight you want to do it with.
Especially on Wilder at plus money. It just makes sense as a fight fan, but I don't know if it makes sense as a bettor.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to look at it to where I don't want to lose all your listeners' money, is the thing. You know what I mean? If you were just like a casual bettor, we'll say, since we're talking boxing, if you're just going to casually bet, you know, this is a fight that you probably can win on because you're getting, it's a 50-50 fight. And if you just pick the winner, you're going to do good. Now, if you want to like try to hit a jackpot or something, then that's when you're going to want to get in on the rounds and, you know, all that shit. But believe me, if it was, you know, super easy to make money, everybody would do it. And 98% of people that gamble lose.
Holy shit.
Over a period of time. Yeah.
Well, I'm scared, all right? Because I was looking at these odds, and it's like I said, I was thinking of putting $300 on Wilder by KO and $100 to back that $300 on Wilder by decision. You know, but fuck, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
If 98%, but if 98% are losing, that might mean I don't want to lose.
Well, that's 98% of like total betting. But here's the thing, though. A lot of betting, like, people don't know what they're betting on half the time. You should know boxing more than other people. Just, you know.
All right, all right, all right. Let's play with this because I know y'all can't keep you forever, but I need to make sure that I do this right. Right, so. Hypothetically, I already had it in my mind that I was going to spend this $400, the $300 Wilder by KO at plus 125 gives me plus 375, plus the $100 on Wilder by decision to back that, you know, at plus 400 makes me $400 plus my $100 back. But what if now that I know I'm willing to spend $400, right? All hypothetical. Should that be broken up into the rounds instead? Come up with an even money even amount, like divide that 400 hypothetical into the group betting or the individual rounds and bet it that way.
Rather than, like, instead of betting $100 on just for him to get the knockout,
exactly,
betting $25 on each of the, yeah, I feel you. That's probably a better way. I mean, you know, you'd have to add it up with a calculator to see if it's worth it or not. But it just depends on, you know, just what you know and how, you know, knowing if you know that Wilder's going to get a knockout, then you can't lose. You know what I mean? If Wilder gets a knockout, you know you're going to win. It's just, you know, is Wilder going to get the knockout?
Is
pretty much what it comes
down
to. And
that's why I'm trying to back it with the decision win by Wilder, because we've seen him, you know, in his toughest fight, he used the jab, and that was the Bermain Stiverne fight. You know, he wanted to solidify the win. He could have went in there and tried to get the knockout, but I think, you know, he wanted to be – he wanted to make sure he got the title. And he used the jab, and I'm thinking to myself, what if he does that again? You know? What if he goes rounds, you know?
Well – That's why people like you are so important, dude, because what I like to do when I'm betting stuff is I like seeing quotes, you know, whether it be football, baseball, basketball. I love looking up quotes from coaches and seeing how they're going to come out and play, you know, talking about their players or fighters. You know, when Wilder's talking about he wants to kill somebody and catch a body in the ring, like, I'm not thinking he's wanting to go to a decision.
Yeah, but he never wants to go to a decision, but listen, Bruce, Gerald Washington was winning the first four rounds. So that's danger right there. That means that a decision could be won. That means a 12-round. If Gerald Washington, an ex-football player or baseball player with no amateur real background, he's nothing compared to Tyson Fury, no disrespect to Washington, could win four rounds, much less go six or five? Fuck, Fury has hell of a shot to make it to the end.
This is a different set of circumstances for me, though.
Okay.
That was a comeback fight. He was coming back off of an injury.
All right. What else?
You know, you take a look at the first fight. Like you said, he wanted to guarantee that he got that belt. So he's banking up rounds. And then in the second fight, he talked about killing him in the ring, and he damn near did. So. That's why it's so important to me to know, you know, his mind.
But can he come out
feeling what he's wanting?
Can he come out here and do a Stiverne to Fury when Fury is no Stiverne?
I mean, can what has Fury shown you that he can stop it from happening?
Movement, the jab, the feints. No one. Wilder hasn't been on that. No one. At Christian Fernandez, that's the exact bet I made last week. That's the only bet that I made on this fight so far was $10 on the draw. At 370 because, I don't know, man, the powers that be are the powers that be. If you're watching this on the live stream, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Plus, lets me know that you like my boxing bets, and this will be more a regular segment. This is our second one, and we plan to do all fights, wherever we can find value, because this is just a notable fight, but sometimes you can make money, according to Bruce, on, you know, lesser-known fights. Like, Bruce has made some big money on Tommy Carpensi, have you not?
Yeah. We bet on Tommy. He was 25-1 against Chad Dawson, and, you know, me, his brother, and a couple friends, we went in and cleaned him. Cleaned him up.
So you just never know where the money's at.
He couldn't have won it.
Go ahead.
Exactly. But that's that inside information that you give to people by listening to the Boxing Voice, that is what I can't tell you how important that shit is. Like,
okay.
Really,
so let's talk about that.
Dollar amount on it.
Let's talk about that. All right. So you're gonna bet on this fight. What do you want to know?
I want to know, does Wilder just want to get a win? Does he, you know, will he take a win anyway, or is he coming out in savage mode?
All right. And how is he coming out for blood? All right. And how would you interpret whatever you think I witnessed as that?
Well, when Wilder says that he wants to kill somebody in there, he has visions of killing people in the ring.
But did he say that this camp?
That makes me pretty confident. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I haven't seen anything on that yet this camp. But, you know, there's still a couple months to go. I'm sure he has some things he'll be saying in the near future. So that's
I believe him.
Tuned and, you know.
I believe him when he says that.
I
believe him that when he says that there's a transitional phase from Wilder to the Bronze Bomber. I just think that Fury is on another caliber in terms of movement, not power, in terms of movement. The troubles that he presents, like Fury, Fury, if you look at it, Fury does like Muhammad Ali, like body movement in the ring, tries to anyway, right? He's obviously not as smooth, but he tries to, especially with the hands by the side. And again, Wilder was flat-footed in the Gerald Washington fight, just waiting, wanting to be a counterpuncher.
But I'm more of a person like of lately, like what maybe I have a little bit of recency bias, if you want to call it that. But in the Luis Ortiz fight, which was just a standard, you know, had a camp, it wasn't no comeback fight, it wasn't a tune-up, it was just two top.
But different different style, though. You're talking about
a
southpaw.
Are you going to tell me that Ortiz, the seventh round that Ortiz, you know, damn near had Wilder out of there? Like, Wilder showed me, Wilder ain't going out of there unless you one punch get him out of there.
All right, but that's not my worry. That's not my worry. And let's be honest, again, who do you think is more accurate? Fury or Luis Ortiz? Who's sharper?
Accurate punching. Ortiz.
Really?
Honestly, Bruce,
I don't think that Tyson Fury would have made the David Allen fight look that way. I'm just being honest. I think he would have won that better. The Malik Scott fight, had he fought Malik Scott, it would have been a better fight. I know that Fury is a snooze, but honestly speaking, his most boring fight is the Vlad fight. Like, who else did he fight boring? Because I watched
both. And that fight was horrible.
Yeah, but that's one fight. And I watched both Chisora fights live. You know, I watched both his comeback fights live. You know, fuck, I was live at one. So,
dude, he carried them guys today. Who was the guy that he fought first when he came back?
I'm watching highlights right now of the Luis Ortiz fight, and Wilder is pawing with the jab, scooping, like, you know, trying to scoop Luis Ortiz or deflect Luis Ortiz's lead right jab out the way so that he could throw the right. Like, man, Fury's going to be popping him with the jab when he does that bullshit or tries that shit. Fury's faster, longer, taller. Fury's 6'9". Has Wilder faced someone 6'9"?
Yeah, I think Ortiz is a pretty, you know, technical. I think technically Ortiz is, you know, puts his punches together well, throws in combination good, got power. I just don't – I mean, that jab, though.
Yo,
you know,
Fury –
I'm definitely a believer in.
Fury at plus 200 by decision is a good bet. Like, for either fan, this is good odds. For either fan.
Exactly. Yep. And that's pretty much how it would be for me. Like, if I was betting, I could probably make a case that Fury would win.
This is a good comment right here. James Dorothy says, Ortiz hits maybe a little harder, but Tyson does not put himself in bad position most times for the counter. And I agree with that, right? So if I've been telling JD as I've been asking Wilder, and I'm telling myself, how does Wilder beat Fury, Bruce? And the only way, in my opinion, not the only way, but the game plan I see fit, walk his ass down. Don't let him out the corners.
Yeah.
Beat him on the ropes. Hit him on the shoulders. Hit him in the chest. Hit him in the hip. Don't just wait for the one bomb. Win round by round by punishing this motherfucker, Earl Spence style. Because he can't hurt you. Walk him down. Do what he did to Cunningham. Because if you start letting them dance, you start trying to box the boxer, you're going to get fucked up. You're not gonna get fucked up, but you're gonna fall into the trance. You're gonna get mesmerized. You gotta walk him down, Earl Spence style. Put a forearm on his ass, hit his ass to the body, fuck him up.
He definitely could lull him to sleep, and that you know that has to be on every, that'll be on every person's mind whenever they bet. You know,
here's another good point.
Like,
here's another good point. PlayStation in the chat says, and don't forget, Chisora threw in the towel against Fury. His face was a mess. But I will say this. Chisora was 168, I believe, for that second fight, right? He was out of shape. It was either the first fight or the second fight that he weighed 168. The motherfuckers was heavy as hell. Excuse me, 268.
268.
Excuse me, 268. Yeah, 268. Yeah. Those dudes were heavy. They were heavy. But you're right, though. Wilder's only, what, 220, 225 at best? He's about to have a 270-pound dude that can move, light on his feet. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm telling you, like I've always said, you know, people say what they want, but I've always said that this was a dangerous fight. Benjamin Franklin says Wilder's not a pressure fighter. Duh. I know he's not. But you need to adapt for certain fights, bro. You need to. If you start trying to outbox Fury, man, he's on his toes. You gotta chase Fury. He ain't gonna stand there. Solomon saying,
yeah,
"You know, Ness, you know." I know what that I'm still
I'm
betting money on Wilder. You're bugging.
Interviews.
I know this. This is what I do know. All right. Since Solomon is trying to poke fun at me because he's been dropping little subliminal comments in the chat about me knowing that Wilder's going to lose this fight. But this is what I'll tell you, Bruce, since you said that you use our commentary to help you make your decisions. Tyson Fury uppercutted himself in a fight. Tyson Fury was put down by a dude that I never bothered to research to even watch because I never heard of his name. But then he was put down by Steve Cunningham, who was a cruiserweight. We'll give cruiserweight Steve Cunningham props because he moved up to heavyweight, fought decent versus Glasskov or something like that. The dude that twisted his ankle and gave Charles Martin the belt. Plus, he was a unified cruiserweight champion, but he was a cruiserweight. We know that Chisora put hands on Tyson Fury in both fights. Regardless of the outcome, he still landed punches. I think that Wilder lands a punch, and I think that Wilder has significant power that if he lands a punch, it will affect Fury and ultimately cause A, for him to win the round big, or B, for him to stop him, basically evening the fight or making it a draw on the scorecards, hence why I've already put money on the draw.
Well, my logic is going to be when, and not if, but when Fury feels that power, he's going to try to make that fight look a lot like when he felt Vladimir's power. And fight turned into.
I don't know, bro. He felt Vladimir's power.
That was a Fury win.
Wait a minute. He felt Vladimir's power, but then he still was the one landing more punches. Like, it was only 84 punches, I know, but he still landed more. He landed the hook. He was the aggressor. Like, even though he was on the back foot, he would still turn around and be on the front foot when the opportunity was there.
And that's why he was on the back foot, because he knew, he felt it. You feel, you know how it is to be in there sparring. You feel what they're bringing. And he felt it. He knew, I got to stay close. I got to make this ugly. I don't want to get in slugfest. And the same thing's going to happen.
Well, Bruce, man, I want to thank you.
He's not going to try to stand there and go toe to toe.
Nah, for sure.
He says he is though.
You know, in some of the press conferences, he says he's gonna show the world that Wilder's a bum. You understand it, but I doubt it. I doubt it. But so give the world your final thoughts and how you're laying your money and how you recommend to lay the money.
Well, like I said, I'm looking for a late round stoppage from Wilder. And I got pretty good odds on that. And, you know, if you want to put a couple dollars on a draw, that's one thing. You can do that. You know, they call that, you know, like hedging your bet or insurance bet or whatever. And sometimes, you know, it's a smart thing to do. I wish I did it with Crawford, because I was on the under with Crawford, and he ended up, I was on the under with Crawford and by decision. And of course, it just so happened that he knocked him out in the 12th round. But yeah, the only way I can bet this fight is Wilder by stoppage. It's just a matter of when, not if. And if you guys need any advice with betting, any kind of betting, not just boxing, but, you know, NFL, college, whatever, you can look me up on Twitter, Pittsburgh Brew. And yeah, look forward to making some money with TBV, man.
Damn, bro. I can't find the Usyk fight. People are saying, why don't we do a show on Usyk? They don't have it on my app. And that's like the worst thing.
Oh, they have it on Five Dimes, though.
Yeah, but that's the worst.
They have it on Five Dimes. Yeah, we can do that later tonight if you want to, Ness.
Damn, bro. I mean, there's so many lopsided fights. Look at Vasyl Lomachenko-Pedraza, -1,050. Jarrett Hurd coming off a shoulder injury, -35,000. Luis Ortiz to Kaufman, -2,000. Joe Joyce, -3,500. Dave Allen, -1,300. Like, there's no fucking good money here, bro. You know who's good money, though?
I mean, you could throw $10.
You know who's good money? You know who's good money? Look that fight up, Bruce. Let's talk about it off air. Anthony Carolla versus Dow Jordan. Dow Jordan at a +215 is good money, bro. This dude beat Marquez, didn't he? A long time ago. I bet you he got a solid win. I'm going to look him up. I'm telling you. That dude's a sleeper. He hasn't lost in forever, I bet. Let me look him up. But anyway, Bruce,
yeah,
thanks again.
We'll talk.
Yep.
No problem, guys.
All right, brother.
TBV fam, stand up.
Later.
Thumbs up.
All right, guys. So final thoughts. We're going to get to some comments in the chat really quick and then head on out of here. But I want to hear how you guys are going to lay your money on it. Dow Jordan, like I said, let me see. He's got 3 losses. He last lost to Simweke Vinyeka, who biggest notable win is Nonito Donaire. And let me see here. See, could I find his name? Where is it? Chris John? Oh, that's who he beat. I think, was it Chris John that beat Marquez? How am I relating this name to Mark? Yeah, it was Chris John that beat Marquez. That's how I'm relating it to it. Fuck. All right, but so what? Common opponent with Chris John. Let's see here. He lost to Chris John by decision. He lost to Celestino Caballero, but I know Caballero, remember. I mean, he was plagued with inactivity. He had a big win over Jason Litzau. Lost to, who'd he lose to? Was it Broner? I don't know who Celestino Caballero lost to, but he eventually faded away. Panamanian fighter. Chris John, also boxer. Simweke Vinyeka. Damn, he lost to Vinyeka, but in 12-round TKO, he got knocked out. Carolla. Let's see Carolla. Carolla lost twice to Linares, but people swear Linares is good. I never really thought Linares was the shit. He knocked out Basurio. I remember that. I watched that live. And he KO'd Perez. He's got some power, I guess. Oh, shit. And what happened to... Oh, I remember that guy. Let me see what happened here. Unable to continue. After that, a head clash above the right eye. Dang, I remember Gamaliel Diaz. I don't know, man. Gavin Reese, Jesus, this dude for a little Gavin Reese. Let me see, Gary Starks. Well, I guess, let's see. So what the betting odds have Carolla's? He's the favorite. I guess Ralph Philly so. His resume is better. But I'm telling you, Jordan's a sleeper, man. Maybe a $10 bet on him. That's all. You know, nothing crazy. You feel me? But on the outro, let's see what we got on the comments. Chris Algieri versus Ruslan Pravatnikov, 375 on a 6-1 underdog, cleaned up. Shout out to Christian Fernandez. You got that off. You got to help us bet on this one. Let's clean up on this one. Fury has to be perfect for 12 rounds. Wilder only has to be perfect for a second by Jack. Well, that makes me feel more confident in my bet for sure. Let's see what we got. The only bet on the board are Wilder TKO and points. What do you mean on the board? Well, Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It didn't fit, right? So, but yeah, the let me show you Fury's on the outro, right? Because we're leaving. But I did say Fury's a plus 600 and he's a plus 200. So 200 by decision and 600 by KO, you know, if you think he's going to get that KO. But yeah, that's the odds, bro. 200 plus decision. And, you know, then by KO, 600 by KO. So that is the board. There are betting rounds, but again, it wouldn't all fit there, buddy. You know, and I can't break their site up. You know, their site is their site. I wish I could have, you know, I would have to Photoshop to do, you know, to make it even, like putting Fury's odds and Wilder's odds. That, you know, far too much work. All right. You know what I'm saying? We're here to talk boxing, not fucking arts and crafts. So, but let me just again, method of victory for Fury would be, man, you got me going crazy. I do have it right there. It says Tyson Fury on points decision plus 200. I'm going to punch you right in the face, man. You know what? On that note, I'm giving you the outro because of that one little weirdo. Made me waste 20 seconds of rambling there. Anyway, hit the thumbs up button if you enjoy this show. You know, remember, go lay your money down because the betting odds is changing. Wilder by KO in the first round was not the same as it is today. Today, it is completely lower, the odds, that is. So make your picks. Don't just talk shit, you know. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget to drop us a five-star review on iTunes. It helps with the and it keeps us number one on the boxing podcast category. Thanks to you. We appreciate it. Catch us for the next one. Deuce.